And joining us now in the studio is Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, as per usual on Friday afternoons. How are you?
Good, good. Happy to be here again.
And we've got a special guest as well, because the town of Carrboro has a new poet laureate. So we are also joined by that laureate, Mr. Gary Phillips. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
So I don't know which one of you wants to get started. Mayor, I guess we'll start with you. What's the process of choosing a new poet laureate? Who was it before? Was Salisa Steele?
Yeah, it was Salisa Steele before. Yep. She did a great job, really engaged. And she and I got to know each other pretty well, because she's been the poet laureate since I've been mayor. Mm-hmm. So on the various occasions that we have a need, or if she so feels the need, you know, we had poetry and had her organization and her leadership. And so real good relationship with her. And over the past springtime, we accepted applications for our new poet laureate. And here we go. We have Mr. Gary Phillips here on the air today to tell us all about it.
Awesome. And I see you have a notebook in front of you with some poetry in it. So I think we'll get to that in a few minutes. But Gary, thanks for being here. And what is the job of the poet laureate? I know you're involved in the West End Poetry Festival every year. What else?
Sure. Well, there's also Carrboro Day. Mm-hmm. My charge is to bring poetry into the public and civic life in the town of Carrboro.
Awesome.
So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at the issues that I think are present in downtown Carrboro, and I'm trying to write some poetry around that, because mm-hmm. I think that poetry has a historical and community and almost spiritual relationship with communities, and mm-hmm. always has had. And so it's deeply valuable. I believe, as Audre Lorde said many years ago, poetry is not optional.
Yeah, and it's nice to be in Carrboro as well, which is already a poetry-friendly town. You're not coming in
absolutely.
Like Kevin Bacon in Footloose and trying to impose it on a town that's already amenable to it, which
that's
is nice.
Right.
So tell us about your background. What's your what is your history? How did you get into poetry in the first place?
Well, I like to say I've been on downtown Main Street in Carrboro since 1982, but I've been a writer since I was 17, and that was quite a few years before.
That was 1992, right? Yeah.
So I love words. I grew up in a sprawling, multiracial Appalachian family, and storytelling was the manner of what happened. I had a choice at family gatherings as a child and as a teenager to go out with the men and do things or hunt or work with cars or whatever, or stick around the kitchen with the women and cook and talk. Mm-hmm. And I often chose hanging out with the women. And that influenced my life greatly and influences my poetry continually. I say that I'm a womanist in the sense that many of the working groups I work with are women. And a lot of my poetry really is related to the strength of women and their place in the world.
What else inspires you?
Oh, nature, for sure. I consider myself most of all probably a nature poet. So one of the disciplines I do is four times a year in what we call the turnings of the wheels, equinoxes and the solstices, to write a poem about what's happening in nature at that moment, at that day. Where the positions of the heavens are, what animals are out, what their activities are, what's blooming, what's foraging, all that sort of thing. So, yeah, that's a big inspiration for me.
You're listening to Gary Phillips. He's the town of Carrboro's new poet laureate. Of course, we have Mayor Lydia Lavelle of Carrboro here as well. And, Gary, where can people find your poetry? I know you're going to be out and about in Carrboro, and people will have plenty of access to it at events and the poetry mm-hmm. festival and everything else, but where can people find it now?
Well, I sort of have a leg in both worlds of the spoken poetry and page poetry. So I publish in magazines and journals and on Facebook and through Twitter, and I have a fairly large publishing life in various mediums, and I have a book called The Boy, The Brave Girls that is being published right now. It'll be published by the end of the summer. So at the Carrboro Poetry Festival, I hope to have that out and available.
Very cool. But, and that's the West End Poetry Festival that's coming
right.
up in October. Yep,
that's
October
right.
14th and 15th. I got the info right
that's
here, westendpoetryfestival.com. If you're listening out there, you want to find out more. That's a great event they do every single year. So we're speaking with Gary Phillips, Carrboro Poet Laureate, Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle. And Gary, I want to ask you to read, if you can, two poems for us. And I want to ask you to do one now, and then we'll talk a little bit more and then have you wrap us up with one. So I know you've got a big notebook. book there. So sure. can you read us a little?
Sure. I'll start with a short poem, and this is the title poem of the book of mine that's being published this summer. It's called The Boy, the Brave Girls. A pregnant woman in pink comes into the water. Behind her, a tiny girl in a yellow leather bikini. Following, talking to her friends, and holding the hand of a timid boy, her brother. He loves being with the girls, tries to be courageous around them, but the girls pull him into the sea, and when the water reaches his waist, he screams, struggling to find the shore, wild-eyed, weeping. The girls are not upset by this. They surround him, saying, "It's okay, it's okay," and lift him away from the sea. The boy smiles, transformed. The brave girls, how wonderful they are, how true. He wants to be with them forever.
Yeah.
Gary Phillips, again, Poet Laureate for the town of Carborough. That was really good. Thank you. So, Mayor, how do you, are you involved in the selection of the Poet Laureate? Do you go through the submissions, or is that somebody else?
Thankfully, I am not, because I know how
much
talent.
Pass that off to Jackie and co. and let them.
Right. I know how much talent we have in our town for this position. But boy, I was just listening to that, and that was pretty cool.
Isn't that so good?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So the West End Poetry Festival, I know, is coming up this October. And again, westendpoetryfestival.com. It's Carborough's kind of signature poetry event, but lots of events around the community all year long. And poetry is so – poetry and arts and literature and music and just that communion with nature and everything is so essential to Carborough, everything you do. So that's – you're going to hear a lot from Gary Phillips in the next couple of years. And it's a two-year term, right? So through 2018.
And I might add that Salisa kind of inspired me in April, when it's National Poetry Month. Mm-hmm. And so we always declare National Poetry Month. And so I would make a commitment each year in April. Any speech I made, I would include a poem. And, that was so fun, you know, because first of all, you know, I didn't have to kind of think through everything I was going to say, but I really, really enjoyed seeking out a poem that was right for the occasion for which I was speaking. And it's a really fun thing to do.
Did you ever write any?
No. Okay. Now, you know, and not to say that I couldn't.
Yeah.
I think time-wise, I was much happier to, actually, probably lost time looking through poems that, there's just so many out there.
There's so many to pick from, right?
Yeah. So I really, really enjoyed it. It helps me re-engage.
What is your... Back to Gary, who are your favorite poets? Who are your inspirations?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mentioned Audre Lorde already. Wendell Berry, for his nature poetry and all of his short stories and essays as well, is a real connection to me. In the last week or so, I've been collecting poetry to read at Latino events, and Octavio Paz has been, I'm carrying this dog-eared book of his around in my car, just kind of amazed at how he puts together words. So Will McInerney, who is on the Carborough Arts Committee, and he does an amazing podcast. I've worked with the Sacrificial Poets, C.J. Sood, who left and is in California doing a very successful poet's career, which I find amazing. But, you know, there's a lot of inspiring. This woman, Subhir Hamad, who is a Palestinian-American poet in New York, just amazes me. Her social justice poetry is so strong, and I've been both reading and listening to that over the past week or so.
You mentioned looking at Latin American poetry, and I want to segue from that because, Mayor, we got a Latin American festival coming up, not this Sunday, but next, sort of in conjunction with Open Streets, but El Centro is doing this.
Yeah, and so this was an idea we had last year when I attended the last couple of years, I think I've tried to, but I know last year I was at the Latin American Festival. It was downtown Commons, where it typically has been, and it was a pretty good crowd, and as the day went on, I know it increased, but we talked with Pilar and other folks about perhaps moving it into the street on one of our open streets days, particularly one of the summer streets days, which aren't as... you know, they're people take advantage of them, but not as much as they do, I think, in the more organized one that we have in the springtime. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they've taken one of these. We've aligned them with one of these dates. So it's going to be a week from Sunday. Be out along Weaver Street. There'll be a stage. There'll be festivities. There'll be all kinds of booths and different things. I think I saw some kind of Zumba thing you can do.
Yeah.
And anyway, there's going to be a lot happening that day.
Zumbathon, I think they're calling
it. Right. But it's really, when I've attended, I mean, I love seeing the the dancing and the singing and the a lot of the folks in our community that you don't get to see a lot too. So
awesome. So that's coming up a week from this Sunday, so the 28th, right?
I correct. Think, correct.
August 28th. So head to downtown Carrboro and check that out, Latin American Festival. Other things coming up, I know the meeting schedule for the Board of Aldermen hasn't quite started up yet, but is about to.
Yeah, it hasn't. And actually, it's going to be a little bit challenging this fall, so I just thought I would mention this to you because you and I kind of track these things. September is kind of normal, right? We start back on Tuesday, September 6th, and we run through September. The last Tuesday in September is September 27th. We'll be a little shorthanded that night because a couple of our board members are going to be going to Boulder with the chamber on
oh,
the inner city
right,
visit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, we have a regular. But then we get
that's
into,
when you get all the legislation passed when those two people are gone.
Right, because right, yeah. No one would notice, you know. And then, but October gets a little interesting because the first Tuesday is Rosh Hashanah and the second Tuesday is Yom mm-hmm. Kippur. So what we have done is the first Tuesday, we won't have an October 4th meeting. It'll be on Wednesday, October 5th, and we'll kind of get this out in the media, although we've already scheduled it. The next week, we're just not going to have a meeting, the week of Yom Kippur. Then we come back the 18th and 18th and 25th, and near the end of the month, we may have to go to Owosso because now we might be having extra early voting.
Because it's early voting,
so
yeah.
It's gotten a little bit out of whack. Yep. And then November 1st, we same thing, Owosso. But November 8th is a day we never have it on Election Day. And so we will not have a meeting on November 8th. And so we have decided to have our work session on November 9th. So really, we have a couple of Tuesdays that will be Wednesdays this fall. And so we'll make sure we get the word out about that.
All right. Sounds good. Are you going to Boulder for the ICV this year? Or?
This year I have
I'm,
to miss.
I can't. Yeah, I was the same way.
No,
yeah.
I'm really bummed out. It sounds like a great
it's
trip
be a
and
great
everything.
Trip, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's, you know, it's on the heels of the weekend of the Pride Festival and the Music Festival and teaching and different things. And so this year I'm just not able to go.
That's
so.
Going to be a great trip. I know we're going to get reports from the people who are there. So we're looking forward to hearing that. But
right.
Disappointed that I can't go. But we're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle. And again, much more information about the town and the meeting schedule on the Carrboro Town website. Gary Phillips, I want to turn it back to you, Carrboro Poet Laureate. Send us home with one more poem if you can.
All right. This poem's a lot about memory. And that's really one of the legs of my poetry. I'm a narrative poet, and so it's a bit of a series of stories. But it's called Living Alone. My grandmother Lily grew up just light enough to pass but not to matter. Married at 13, made her life a torch of love and raised 8 babies on nothing but what they could scratch and raise and kill. Buried a husband in her 60s, come live with us, her children chimed, but she said no. Bought a used trailer, first house she ever had with a bathroom, moved it around Gastonia, Indian Trail, Green Creek, little side yards of the people who had reason to love her, including me, the most clarified woman I ever knew, the most kind. Aunt Lena, husband died in a fiery crash, baby in her arms and one in the belly. She was a handsome, sinewy, whiskey-drinking woman of the hills, had other offers to marry, but said no. Do it twice? She kept an oil rifle near to hand, lived by a trout stream, and took her water from a spring. Ate more wild meat than grocery goods, made squirrel dumplings that drew the neighbors like pollinators to a hoorah bush. Taught school for 40 years with all her heart. Went home to meet her Jesus satisfied, bending under the waters of the Primitive Baptist Church just in case. Mrs. Cantrell lived down an off lane near the end of our dirt road, sweet cottage with a shaded porch under tall, cool cedars. Not our chaos, but a place where everything had a place. My father took her to church and I used to visit her. Bent, gnarled, kind, shy. Had a game laid out on the table when I came by. Parched peanuts in the oven. She held both my hands whenever I left as if to calm a stray animal and turn it loose. When she died, I wept into the black telephone, a grown man 1,000 miles away. Watching the pasture that divides my two nearest neighbors, widows both, living in houses they raised a family and endured a husband in, alive, wily, coming to their own, Maybe I can go sit with him today, carry some sweet corn and shuck it. I'll say this. Sometimes a woman has a seed of waiting embedded in her by circumstance and blood, whose life is a long exhalation of birthings until the last one out of the canal is herself alone, sufficient, reveled in solitude. How I love and cherish them. Their beacon, their amplitude, their ripe sanctuary. When I grow up, I want to be just like that.
Living alone, Gary Phillips.
Oh, that's great.
Carborough Poet Laureate, thank you so much. And Mayor Lavelle, thank you so much for... Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Mayor Lavelle, thank you so much for being here. I'll talk to you
again. Thanks, Aaron. I enjoyed it.